Now, triathlons are apparently becoming more popular with women. It is true, but we've got to get this in perspective. It's all relative. There were 3,500 female members of Triathlon England back in 2010 and just over 4,000 last year. Now, the ultra macho endurance events started in the States back in the mid-70s. And let's face it, they're often thought of as the home of the middle class real man with a colossal midlife crisis. But we're going to change that this morning. Oh, yes, we are. Lucy Gossage is here. One of the world's best Iron Men, Iron Ladies, Iron People triathletes. Lucy, welcome.
Thank you.
And Kimberly Mangleshot is training for her first ever Iron Man. Kimberly, welcome to the programme. We better get the Iron Man thing out straight away. Why is it still Iron Man? You don't care, Lucy.
I quite like it. It's the same for men and women, and right. I think that's important.
Iron Person wouldn't work.
It started Iron Man, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Now, you are an oncologist.
Yeah.
And tell me about your sporting journey. How were you at school at sport?
I certainly wasn't a runner or anything. I did two cross countries at a secondary school and I came dead last in the second one. And that was it for me for competitive. I don't like coming last. My next endeavour into triathlon was just a challenge, really. When I was 26, I was working as a junior doctor and just signed up the same way that people sign up for a 10K or a half marathon or something like that. So I did the London Triathlon and loved it, finished bang in the middle of the pack. And
that wasn't good enough for you either?
Then I thought that was it. And then a month later, I split up with a long-term boyfriend and was teaching some medical students. They mentioned this Ironman thing, which I just thought was ridiculous. You know, an Ironman's a crazy long triathlon. So it's a 2.5 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride and a marathon. Which, who would do that? I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you did.
I went out with some friends, got a little bit tipsy, got dared to do it, and that was it, really. So bought a cheap bike, signed up, was working at the time as a doctor, and I didn't think I'd do it. Certainly none of the doctors I was working with thought I'd do it. They gave me huge amounts of sponsorship. I think thinking, you know, looking at this slightly overweight junior doctor and thinking there's no way she'll get around. But I did. I loved it. And yeah, now a few years down the line, I'm suddenly doing it professionally.
And you are incredibly good at it. What's been your biggest success in triathlon?
Honestly, I don't think much will beat finishing the first Ironman, because to me that was achieving the impossible. And I'm not exaggerating. I honestly didn't know whether I'd do it. And crossing that finish line the first time was something I'll never, ever forget. And there have been lots of amazing races. You know, I've won races since then. And that's just as special, but I don't think it's any more special.
Are all triathlons essentially the same then, Kimberly? They all encompass the cycling, the swimming and the running?
Yes, there's always three elements, but then don't have to be as long as an Ironman. You can do a pool-based sprint, which can be anything from 300 to 400 metres swimming, as opposed to 2.5 miles almost. And the run can be as short as 5K, and the bike can be as short as about, I think it's about 21K.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be completely...
It's still quite a commitment, isn't it?
It still is. It's still just as important. And for people entering triathlon, it's a really great way to get exposure and to see if you actually like it. I have done a couple of sprints in the past and loved it. I couldn't stop smiling. And they're such good fun for your family to come and support out. They can watch at different points. They can watch the transition. Transition is where you change from swim to the bike, bike to the run. And they can just get involved and cheer and be proud of you. And men and women equally, everybody's on an even keel to start off.
Yeah, I mean, I was my tongue was slightly in my cheek at the beginning there, but it is something we tend to associate with that bloke who has got something to prove to his mates. I mean, or indeed to himself. Am I being really unfair, Kimberly?
A little.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of women out there that love being part of multi-sport. Triathlon has the three disciplines. You can also do gym work. It's a really fun and safe way to keep fit, because with so many disciplines involved, you'll never get bored. You can, if today you don't fancy doing your run, you can go for a swim instead. If you don't fancy doing your swim, you can go to the gym. If you don't fancy that, you can get on your bike.
There are so many clubs. I mean, that was really what sold it to me, because when I did my first one, I was far too scared to join a club because I thought they'd all be geeks and talking about heart rates and be really skinny. And, you know, I just thought, why would I want to do that? But eventually I plucked up the courage to join the club in Nottingham. And that was what got me hooked, because they were a bunch of people who weren't all doctors. They weren't all upper middle class. They, you know, they didn't just talk about the patients that they'd seen in the clinic. And it was,
is that
it was
what doctors
really,
do? I had no idea.
It was really refreshing meeting this bunch of people. And, you know, for me at that stage, the training was an excuse to go to the pub afterwards. All well, different ages.
Yeah, Kimberly's about, I don't believe you do that much drinking, by the way.
Not
looking
now.
At either of you. No, Kimberly's about to do her first one. Lucy, what's your ultimate bit of advice for her?
Enjoy it. Honestly, if I, you know, when I look at the good races I've done, they're the ones where I'm smiling. And yeah, it's hurting and you're pushing yourself, but that's part of the triathlon experience. And yeah. You've trained so hard to get there. You enjoyed the journey there. And so just enjoy the day.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the journey. I've trained very hard. I trained last year, and unfortunately, 5 weeks before the event I was going to do, I had some health issues. My gallbladder decided to rumble and it meant I couldn't do the event. I still went out and supported everybody. And I've thoroughly enjoyed every aspect of my training because it's time for me. I can go out and I can just be with myself and have fun in my own time. I absolutely love it.
Yes,
and
I mean, I should point out, of course, that you were both here listening to our earlier speaker, Jenny, talking about her life, and you mentioned time. Time is something she doesn't have any spare time, frankly, because of her circumstances. How much time do you need to devote to this? Because to do a triathlon safely, you have got to put in the training, haven't you?
You do have to train. And again, it's relevant to the distance you're training for. I have created time for myself. I look after my brother's care package. He has multiple cirrhosis. Yeah.
So I know that you were interested in what Jenny was saying.
Yeah, it is really hard. And you need a good support network around you. The longer the distance involved, the more support you need to be able to rely on. So friends and partners and husbands and wives and kids, you know, it's a, you can encourage and include everybody to be part of your training. You don't have to go out and do lonely runs on your own.
You can run with, you know, you've got a baby, run with the baby. Use your commute to work, as you know, cycle or run into work.
Yeah. Put your trainers on and walk a few extra stops if you're London bound, rather than jumping the train all the time. There's always ways to do your training.
Can I just say, I mean, the first time you did a run on the road, I mean, do you feel a vulnerable prat? Because that's how I would feel if that were me.
No, I'm at the moment I'm helping our local triathlon club with the beginners run school. And one of the things I do say to people out there is don't be self-conscious, because nobody's actually looking at you. They don't notice you. If they do notice you, it's because they actually want to be doing what you're doing and they just don't have the courage to pull their trainers on or get on their bike. It's not about what you look like. It's about how you feel inside when you're outside. You've just got to do it. Take the moment, embrace it and get out and do it.
And your participation has, I know, encouraged your young daughter. It's had quite an impact on her, hasn't
it? She's loving it. She's 12 and she's had a go at things over the year. And recently she's joined the junior element of our triathlon club. And it's about having fun. She goes on a Friday night. We fight to get her huge hybrid bike in the back of our car because she's on an adult's hybrid. And she tears around the grass with all the other kids. And then they just have fun. They run in and out of cones. They're learning how to pass water bottles on the bike. They're just having fun. Yeah. And ultimately, some of them are very, very, very good and winning things and entering things. But that, mostly they're having fun.
The bit I like best, when I obviously watched the Olympic triathlon, is the bit, as you described earlier, when you're changing between disciplines. You know, I couldn't even do that because you need to have that down to a fine art, don't you? It's quite a slick...
you don't need to.
Oh, you should.
If you're doing it professionally, you probably should, but even I don't.
Well, I'm sure you're probably a very slick operator, I would imagine.
I'm planning to have a cup of tea and an egg sandwich in between my swim and bike transition. I say that tongue in cheek, but actually the difference, the time it would take me to get changed is not going to have an impact on my overall time, so I'm going to enjoy it.
I really hope you do, and I think you will, actually. And it's a colossal achievement. I mean it. So congratulations for getting this far. Thank you, Kimberly. And lovely to meet you, Lucy. Thank you for coming in. Well done to you as well.